From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we'll hear all about the Anchorage Festival of Music's upcoming concert, Visions of Spring. The uplifting program features visiting Alaska-born soprano Victoria Fraser along with a Baroque quartet. The two performances are Saturday and Sunday, February 17th and 18th at a private residence. We're joined remotely by Victoria Fraser and in studio by AFM's artistic director and the ensemble's Baroque flute player, Laura Koenig. Koenig breaks it down for us.
The program centers around pieces either directly connected to spring, you know, pieces called spring in different languages, or the lyrics themselves address spring, but also songs and music that tap into a general positiveness, should say. Now, this doesn't mean that everything on the program is just because it's happy, trite. There's some weighty aspects of spring as well. As we get out of winter, we're looking forward to what's coming, but there's perhaps a bit of apprehension to what getting out of our winter nests will bring.
For us Alaskans, it can be kind of a
traumatic.
You feel the manic. Oh no, it's spring. Summer's already over. But yeah, are there any like pieces that you're particularly excited about to share with the audience?
Well, I'll just talk a little more generally about the program that it has a very wide range in time and stylistic diversity. Certainly different languages, different genres of music. Yes, we have Victoria coming to sing for us, but we're also featuring Baroque instruments. Jonathan Salzito is coming up to play harpsichord, and we have Don Lindsay on Baroque violin and John Letterman on cello. And we're also featuring a relatively new performer for us on Baroque oboe, Remy Lebrecht, who is recently the principal oboist now of the Anchorage Symphony Orchestra.
Very cool.
I'm very extremely excited to have a Baroque oboist on the program.
Yeah, and how about those specific pieces that you might be willing to maybe talk a little bit about?
There are some big names for people who know a little bit about our music. May have heard of Johann Sebastian Bach.
I've heard of him.
Or Handel. Mm-hmm. There's also some biggish names like Rameau and Monteverdi, because we're going back in time a little earlier than we do for many of these Baroque programs. But there are some composers that we haven't featured on programs that I'd like to draw attention to. One is a purely instrumental work by Saint-Georges. He was a French composer from the end of the 18th century. He was actually born into slavery. He was featured last year in the movie Chevalier. And this particular work is rarely performed. It's a delightful, relatively lighthearted, I should say, theme and variations for violin and harpsichord.
Let's kind of pivot from, the concert specifically. And, you know, Victoria, you are from Alaska, but, you know, you've done a ton of work and study when it comes to music and singing. And, you know, what sparked that interest and, you know, eventually a life dedicated to music?
Yeah, I started in the Alaska Children's Choir with Janet Stotz, and she was my absolute foundation. She taught me to read music, she taught me to sing, she taught me to love singing, and still hold her and that choir very dear. I'm glad that it still exists. And then, yeah, went on to study voice with several teachers in town, ultimately with Kate Egan and my absolute beloved piano teacher, Cindy Epperson. So that's who I was studying with through, you know, middle school and high school, and then went on to do a general music degree in undergrad and a conservatory grad, and then had this fun stint in Ireland studying Gregorian chant and Irish song, which you'll hear a little bit of that on this program.
You know, speaking of some of your kind of interesting musical focus and stuff, in addition to just, yeah, like you said, the studying music in general, there's like the vocal performance, sacred music, ritual chant, and Irish song. How did maybe studying these kind of old or ancient techniques or styles maybe influence your path going forward with what you wanted to do?
I think I'm going to start with Irish music. I'm Irish by heritage. I'm a dual citizen. My grandfather was born and raised there. And so I've always been really called to folk music. And there's two folk songs that I've arranged for our forces on this concert. One is, well, I guess they're both Scottish, two Scottish folk songs. And I think that leaning into that style and learning how to incorporate my love of folk music into a more classical career was what led me in all of the other different directions, led me into composition, into Gregorian chant as this cool entire other world of notation and performance practice. But yeah, I think it all started with just realizing that my interests were so much broader than classical music, period. I really wanted to find ways to both explore my heritage and explore many different genres and many different countries' histories of music and find ways to sort of synthesize them into my own career and into my own music.
Do you ever find it's kind of like, I don't know, vocal archaeology or something like that, kind of studying all these different forms?
Yeah, that's a good word for it. I think it's cool going back to Baroque music, going back to, you know, early medieval chant music, folk music, much of which is timeless. You get a sense of human history and sort of your own place in that. And I think it's really fun to, in historic performance practice of Baroque music, you really get a sense of the time and how different it is from now using period instruments that have such a different sound. It's like time travel.
Totally, yeah. Well, you did mention that you arranged a couple of these pieces. Would you want to talk about that for a sec?
Sure, yeah. The two bigger arrangements are a Scottish folk song of a Robert Burns text called The Birks of Aberfeldy, which is just a sort of beautiful, buoyant, happy expression of the beauties of spring and the world coming back alive after the winter and the birds start singing, everything you think of when you think of idyllic spring. And I came across the text of this piece while I was on vacation in Scotland and just went for a walk. It happened to be a place where Robert Burns lived. It was Aberfeldy, Scotland. And he wrote a poem about this place. And so, yeah, talk about archaeology. I wrote down the text. And then when I got back to school, started researching it and found that there were several melodies that had been written. And so I found one that really spoke to me and ended up arranging this for the forces that we'll have. We've done this once previously, and so we're reviving it, if you will, and adding the oboe, but it was ready for Anchorage Festival of Music.
Oh, awesome. How do you like the aspects of composition versus straight up performance, I guess?
Oh, man. Composition has always been, for a long time, it was something that I just did on the side as a way to honestly procrastinate practicing. and as I came to love it and came to become more comfortable with it, it's become totally central to what I do. I feel really strongly that all music is both derivative and generative. And so finding ways to take the music that I love, whether it's this folk music, it's chant, it's Bach, it's modern music, and bring it all together, make folk music classical, make classical music folk music, make Gregorian chant modern and electronic. It's led me to some really sort of amazing and creative paths that, yeah, I just live in now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go back to you, Laura, really quick for a second. You've mentioned that, you know, this isn't the first time that you've worked with Victoria. So I guess maybe what's that relationship been like?
Oh, it's been heaven for us to have someone like Victoria, not just to have someone who has Alaskan roots and is willing to come up here and perform with us, but someone of this caliber who's just a joy to work with as well, and does these arrangements that work well with our ensemble. And yeah, we've been, I think, gosh, it's been since the last, this is 5 years coming on now, I think. Yeah. And I think it's the fourth time that Victoria's come up here. We've, during the pandemic, we did online attempts at
the pandemic pivot.
Yes, stretching our audio and video capabilities. We did some collaborations as well, but with Victoria, we've done some really kind of for AFM some stretching programs. I should say the last time you came up, we had two full size harpsichords on stage, and that was just a engineering feat to get them in one place, and not to for Jonathan to come up and get them in amazing playing condition. But with Victoria, I've actually played the most terrifying concert I've ever done, which was the Bach Cantata concert. Thank you, Victoria, for that.
What was so terrifying?
Well, Don Lindsay, the violinist, said the same thing, and is that when we play a Bach Cantata, very often we're featured as an obbligato instrument. And so you know you have that one moment where you'll get up and you play something truly terrifying for about 3 minutes because Bach pulled no bunches. You're on. But in this concert, we were on for every single aria. But it was also, it was a wonderful concert as well. So
I'd love to say something about being in a Baroque ensemble too. It feels to me so different than the sort of soloist and orchestra or soloist and opera orchestra, something with the Baroque music. The singer really feels totally woven into the texture as an equal rather than as a stand apart or someone in front of or above or below, whatever. It's my favorite stuff to do for that reason, is that you're sort of all on equal footing.
Well, Victoria, what are you most looking forward to with this upcoming performance?
Gosh, I'm excited about all of it. Getting to celebrate spring a little early is never a bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was really excited, the Bois Mortier, that I'd never heard of this composer when Laura sent me the music. And as I was looking into him, it turns out he is from the rather tiny little forgotten city in eastern France that I lived in for a year in high school.
Oh, wow.
So I was excited for that connection.
Victoria, do you have any maybe advice for any aspiring young singers to kind of follow the path?
Again, my piano teacher will laugh at this, but practice, practice, practice. fall in love with practicing and don't practice hard. Practice joyfully. Find what you love and just follow it and make it all play as much as you can.
Is there anything else either of you would want to add about the concert? Anything that you think we should touch on before we start wrapping it up?
A few logistics about the event. This is in a private home. It's a beautiful, open, spacious private home, but we have more limited seating than a typical concert. You know, that's in a public venue. Mm-hmm. So tickets will not be sold at the door, and they need to be purchased in advance. Mm-hmm. I just want to stress that they anticipate this. I know in Alaska, it's kind of like, hey, I think I'll go to a concert today or in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In this case, you'll have missed the boat. So a couple of reasons. We need to have a chair for you, but we also are having AFM's signature hospitality as part of the event with a full reception, and you can have a glass of wine or a non-alcoholic beverage. So there's another component to this.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much. And thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks, Eamon.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
That was Anchorage Festival of Music Artistic Director Laura Koenig and Alaska-born soprano Victoria Fraser. AFM's upcoming concert is called Visions of Spring. Performances are Saturday and Sunday, February 17th and 18th. And that's all the time we have for you today. You can find us online at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eamon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.